And then you left. Came home.
I didn't come home. I got married in the last year. I was in the forces to somebody from Northern Ireland, you know. So I got demoted and went over there for a while, you know.
Hmm.
But work was very, very scarce. Huge queues, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, huge dole queues. The dole office was down near the docks in Belfast. Everybody could, you know, where did I live in those days? Over near the hospital, so I had to walk about maybe 2-3 miles to the dole office. You couldn't afford a bus. And when you got there, the queues, numerous queues, formed round the building on the inside, down the steps outside, and about 100 yards on each side outside. So every job you applied for, you were probably one of from 10 to 25 people after the same job, you know. No matter what job.
How did you get on with the Irish, the people themselves?
Oh, fine. I'm no boy whatsoever.
No.
And then I got a stroke of luck. I was sent to that. They gave me a dole card to go out and see these people on this motorway site. First Irish M1, you know, being built.
Right.
And lo and behold, that was me starting. That was me earning big money.
Mm.
On the motorway building?
Yeah.
Mm. So how long did you stay in Ireland?
About 10 years.
Oh.
Until 68. I worked for the Irish government on that job. I was in the resident engineer staff. I wasn't on the contractor staff. Mm. We did all the inspections and tests and equipment, materials tests and whatnot. And then when the motorway work dried up, I went on to the site investigation, the job I did until I retired here, you know. Drilling and just ground investigation for roads, bridges.